USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
When the terrorist organization Hamas began launching bombs at Israel and Palestinian civilians in Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, says their retaliation set Hamas back many years. While visiting an airbase, Mr. Netanyahu said Hamas has received blows it didn't expect as the Israeli military continued to launch strikes on Gaza, and Hamas launched rockets toward civilians overnight. Both Hamas and Israel denied that a deal on a ceasefire had been reached. An Israeli newspaper quoted an Israeli official as saying that an agreement would likely be reached by Thursday. The New York Attorney General's Office has begun a criminal tax investigation into Trump's organization chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, on Wednesday. Weisselberg has not been accused of any wrongdoing, but investigators are asking him to cooperate with them in their investigation into former President Trump's organization. Trump has called this a witch hunt. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avi and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Crocodile Dundee star Paul Hogan has had enough with the homeless crisis taking place in Los Angeles, California. The 81-year-old actor is seen posting a letter that he reportedly placed outside his Venice Beach property as a message to the homeless, "Get out." According to the Daily Mail, Hogan wore a mask as he stepped outside to write a note that reads, "This is my house, not yours." In the year of no-hitters, Major League Baseball has another no-no thrown Wednesday. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The Yankees' Corey Kluber tossed the sixth no-hitter of the MLB season on Wednesday, blanking the Texas Rangers 2-0. Kluber struck out 9 in the Yankees' first no-no since July of 1999. Kluber's performance coming just one night after Detroit Tigers right-hander Spencer Turnbull no-hit the Seattle Mariners. It's also the second time that the Rangers have been the victims of a no-hitter this season, being blanked by the Padres' Joe Musgrove on April 9th in the first no-hitter in San Diego's history. 2021 is the first season in MLB history that six no-hitters have been thrown before June.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
If you're confused by the government's response to the mask mandate, you're not alone. Some lawmakers are calling out Democrats for playing politics and trying to maintain their power over Americans. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Three Republican lawmakers face a $500 fine for skirting mask rules on the floor of the House of Representatives. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast saying he's following the recent guidelines issued by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Mast telling Fox News he believes this is just another power grab by the Democrats.
I went onto the floor of the House of Representatives. I had to speak, and as I was sitting there, a member of the House Sergeant at Arms staff approached me, asked me if I was going to put on my mask. I said no. They said, okay, you will be fine for that. The only thing that Speaker Pelosi is protecting right now is control, is tyrannical control. Because if you've been vaccinated, there's no reason for you to have to wear a mask.
A resolution filed by House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy seeking to change the current mask guidance in the House of Representatives and allow members to be maskless on the House floor was blocked by Democrats on Wednesday evening. According to Nielsen's April 2021 People Meter survey, radio listening is on the rise. The most recent survey revealed new gains in radio listening across a number of markets for the second month in a row. As America continues to reopen, consumers are returning to radio in numbers not seen in over half a year. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.